I'll just put this here.
What is your first question?
My first question.
Remember, I'm only 8 months here.
No. I think.
Yeah.
As best you can, you can answer. I won't.
Yeah.
I won't push. Beyond what you can answer, what you know. But it's good. I think it, because you've only been here so short.
Yeah.
I think you'll be more open to my questions.
Yeah.
Is that fine? Okay.
If I'm able.
Yes. Alright. Could you just state your name one more time and then we'll start.
Come again.
If you could please just state your name one more time.
Oh, my name is Mtunzi. I said it's said in English.
Okay.
My surname is Belani, that's B-E-L-A-N-I.
All right.
I'm a superintendent here. I've been appointed by the bishop to be the superintendent here.
Okay.
To look after the Methodist people in this area.
Okay.
And we are calling this area as a circuit.
Right.
Yeah, and it's constituted by the 21 villages.
Okay.
I'm looking after 21 villages, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm not so actual about the membership, but it's plus minus 700
altogether
that I'm looking after.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
They are staying in different villages, yeah.
Wow.
We call these villages in our church as societies.
Okay.
Yeah.
These 21.
Yeah, these 21.
Okay.
We call them in our church societies, and these societies, each society is looked after with a man or lady called steward.
Oh, a steward.
That
okay.
There's a steward who's looking after. I'm not able to look.
After all of them,
But I visit them. I visit them. I'm supposed to visit them quarterly, but since they are 21, I can't. I don't want to group them because we used to group them. Other societies coming together and go to them and then preach and. Give them the Holy Communion. But my police, I want to visit them one by one so that I can know them.
Okay.
And talk to them and hear their problems and
Could you briefly just explain to us how Methodism came to South Africa? So just a brief overview of.
It came with the 1820 settlers. Yeah, those Methodists who during the time of 1820 settlers.
Mm.
Yeah, in South Africa.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it was missionaries. Correct.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Mm. I've been reading a little bit about that, and I came across the story of Ntsikana. And how he was influenced by the missionaries.
Yeah, I'm not there. I don't want to lie. I'm not much about Ntsikana's thing. Yeah.
Okay.
But I do have some books which I'm not sure. I don't want to borrow some of the books.
Yeah. No.
Where you can read. Yeah. The summary of the Methodist Church.
Mm.
How does it came here?
Mm.
And then there were missionaries.
Mm.
Who were stationed everywhere here in South Africa.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Then it was they were black then. They were white then.
Mm.
Yeah. This black superintendent thing came later, that I can look after a congregation.
Mm.
It was a white thing
before.
Then before, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. In t- terms of the doctrine, you know, the principles of Christianity and Methodism, to what extent is it a part of Xhosa culture? Is that a fair question? You know,
simplify it. Yeah.
So Xhosas, I can say they've been known to have to be in their traditional roots deeply. You know, and Methodism, as you said, is not an African thing. So my question is, how to what extent is it a part of Xhosa culture, knowing that they are so traditional as well? There's traditions, you know? So yeah, that's my question.
Yes, the Xhosa are still, it's Christianity, it's not blocking their tradition. They are still doing their own thing,
right?
Yeah, right. But in a closer way, we are worshiping. We've got our own style of worship, because if you go to a white church or a colored church and a black church, you'll see we are not using the same style in worshiping. We've got our own songs, we've got our own style of worshiping, we've got our own style of praying, we've got our own style of preaching. Because the culture, it's influencing the way, the style of worshiping.
I understand. So is there a clash of some sort, or is there a balance, or how is that balance struck between the traditional beliefs? You know, there's ancestors there. There are all of those traditional elements to the culture, and then there's Christianity on the other side. Or are they both on the same side?
No, there's no clash. There is no clash, if we are here in the church, or we are here in the boundaries of the church, we take as if this is, how do I say in English? We do our things at our homes in the style of where we are. But when we are in the church here, the leader who was supposed to give to worship him and to give him the respect, it's God. When we are at home, we've got people who are saying our ancestors. Then we talk about the ancestors when we are at home. But here, we can't mention as if my father or my grandfather should be respected when you are at the church. Yeah. But when we're at home, we can give them respect when we're there, ask them, my father was good in this and this and that, was supposed to give him to give him respect. But when we're in church, the leader was supposed to get the respect, it's Jesus when you are here.
So there is a distinction in terms of...
There is a distinction.
Where you are.
Yeah.
And which house you are in.
Yeah.
Because households differ in rules.
Yeah.
Okay.
But our church is not, it's not blocking people to do their own thing when they are at their places. To say you can't slaughter. You can't slaughter your car, you can't do that, you don't do those things.
Okay.
People are doing their own things, but they must know, even if you've got a cow, you have been given, it's a gift from God. That's a gift from God. You can't... I used to say we need to thank God that gave us good people like ancestors. We can't give them the respect more than God, if your father was a good father, you must say thank God you gave me a good father. If your chief in that area was a good chief, You can't give that chief the respect more than God. You can say, thanks God you gave us the good chief, like chief or somebody. Because it's you who gave us that chief. You gave that chief wisdom so that he or she can lead us to the right way.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And this is expressed in your preachings and your teachings and everything.
Yes. That's only one. That's only one leader. I don't want to say it's only one man. Not bad. It's only one leader who can be given the respect. We must thank God because He gave us good people. Thank God He gave us Mandela. Thank God He gave us Zuma to lead us. Thank God He gave us good things. But the respect is supposed to be go to God.
I understand.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the music. Because, what I'm interested in, is how some hymns or melodies are being sung in the traditional ceremonies and are used in that space with the traditional healers and everything. Do you think the music ties all of this together, the Christianity and the traditional, because they are used so freely in both spaces?
We the way we are singing when we are across us. We take that, is it the rhythm, the style?
Yes.
Of
tradition.
The style, that we are using, and we bring it at home, but using the hymn books.
Are all the hymns, are they in Xhosa here? They are translated to Xhosa?
I am not sure. I am not sure now.
Okay.
I am not sure.
Okay. But that's what you follow in terms of singing again.
When we are singing in the church, using the style that we're using.
Okay. So it's fair to say that the traditional, as you said, influences how how the songs are sung. And,
Even in English.
Yes.
Even in Afrikaans.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
You are also using guitar in the church. Afrikaans, Afrikaans people, they can use guitars. They are not blocked to do that.
So here it's voices and a beat. Okay. Do you have any questions?
I thought you asked the question that I was going to.
Is it?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Because I was wanting to know if the hymn book was translated to Xhosa. Because what I have noticed, when you are in white people's Methodist, they will sing like the same dikokele, but in English.
Are there any original?
Can you
same dikokele or Yehova, but they will sing it in English.
Do you like singing? Or you can sing. Can you sing?
I understand what you're saying.
You just like sing.
I can sing, but I'm not a singer.
Okay.
I actually play piano.
Piano.
Yeah, that's my instrument.
That's good.
So that's how I got involved in
this
degree.
I wish I can play piano. I'm a good singer.
Okay, okay. All
I'm a good singer, but I can't sing now.
Are there any in the hymn book original Xhosa compositions, songs that haven't been translated but that belong to the Xhosa people because they've been composed by?
There are.
Is it the vast majority?
Most of them. Can you show
me?
This is a hymn book. People who composed Konjwa composed that one. Takmo composed that one. Yes, Subendevra Tele. All those people are here. They composed this.
These ones. Appleyard, Dagmo, I'm sure those aren't Xhosa people.
They aren't Xhosa.
Kedi or Gidaye.
Others were ministers. Others were black, white, colored, others. Just starting from
there. Okay.
All those songs
were okay.
Composed by these people.
Okay. And you sing all of them? There's not
others.
There are no hymns that you can't sing. Because of,
we can sing them if we know to chant.
Okay. Okay.
We have to chant.
Oh wow. I was at a, thank you so much. I was at a rehearsal where they were singing and they were practicing in tonic solfa. Yeah, which was very interesting. Because
did you hear mother singing yesterday? Yeah.
At the
they can sing without looking at this. At the book, they're using their mind because they most of the hymns are here.
Wow,
they can sing without looking there.
And is it the melody that is similar, you know, across them all, that they can remember them, and then it's just the lyrics that change here and there? Okay, okay. It'll be really good to speak to the.
We don't need organ and what.
Everything. Yeah. It's just, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I'd like to hear you sing. Maybe on Sunday, if I can ask permission to be here on Sunday morning.
But I'm not
morning.
Going to be on Sunday. I don't have a service on Sunday. I do have some. I do have weekend offs so that I can rest.
Okay.
As I said,
there's no church on Sunday?
There is a church on Sunday.
But you won't be?
I'm not going to preach on Sunday.
Oh, okay.
But I can go anywhere to go and worship with them.
Yeah.
Even if it's a small society.
Mm.
If I'm visiting a small church, I'm going to there just for motivate them, to be there with them, to worship with them. I'm not going to there. As you see, these are preachers that are visiting all these societies.
Okay.
These are preachers. Each and every society or place, there is a preacher supposed to preach the Sunday.
Okay.
Now, if I'm not there, if I'm not there, there is
someone there.
There's someone there.
Alright. But you can still give us permission to go, is that right? Even if you're not there? Or do we have to talk to whoever's preaching?
Do you want to come here on Sunday?
I'd love to.
Okay.
I'd love to
I
come.
I can talk to one of the strats here.
Okay.
Allow you.
Yes, please.
Yeah.
Yes, please.
When they are preaching, singing. But what is done here, it's preaching, they've got notices, things that are going to be done this month.
Okay.
And then praying, giving, you must come with your giving. Giving, they're doing all sorts of things here.
Okay.
Praying for if there are people they want to be prayed.
Okay. What are the other activities of the church apart from the Sunday service? I know there's the Thursday women's service.
Thursday women's manana, and young people, young men,
okay,
supposed to have their service on Saturday,
okay,
but they are lazy.
Oh, so they don't have...
Even the young women's manana. Young women's manana, people those are not married.
Okay.
So they are supposed to have their gathering on Wednesdays. Yeah, I was so lazy. I have no money anyway.
But
also lazy. Yeah. People who are doing their own things, it's always mamas.
Mm.
Women, they always stay on Thursday.
Hey, they are organized. Mm,
they are organized.
The rest of us, we need to do better.
I'm a daughter. Now you can come and talk to one of the struts by 1 p.m.
Okay, no, that's fine. That's fine. Mm.
We've also got the other colorings, like revival services. We visit some other places.
Okay.
Yeah, just to motivate them to preach in the street so that those who are not converted, they must hear the word of God sometimes, but we don't do that every Sunday.
Okay.
Yeah, it is organized by the young men skills, yeah.
Okay.
My daughter.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. No, thank you so much.
We do also have services like fundraisers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if you want to collect money so that you can pay some other things of the church. Mm. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, what I've noticed, there are some names of the...
Ukwepitawe.
Oh, Nantikwa, Design, PCA.
Oh, PCA.
Yeah.
PCA, that's the church.
Okay, in the Dimole, Kuko Abafundis, Amakama Fundis, Abitungin. No, ni Paleo, like his conning cons, like him now, Koyamita, PC.
I was going to go to the school. So motivate abantwana for education. Kudlala imali ke for education. Yimi kwenzela le nto ukuthi sikhumbula abantu bethu abangasekhoyo. Senze loo nto ngenyimi kuthiwe yi-Mother's Day. Kudlala imali ngenyimi kuthiwe yi-Father's Day. So although for instance mhlawumbi iba yi-3 months sisenza loo fundraising. But each icawa nganye mhlawumbi ibe negama layo. So fundraiser under this topic, we're going to fundraise under this topic, under this topic, under this topic. And then ila macho wana kona ku honoration jebi fundi suwe ye. Kona bafana, these three chapters, 1, 2, 3, they are no longer alive.
Okay.
So if you see Kamala Baba, just to honor them, Baba Gendab. Osa pira yung loon. Kona namke.
Okay.
So we just honor them. If you see he playing outside with his name.
So the church is really a part of the community and everything. Okay, thank you so much.
Okay.
What time does the service start on Sunday?
It's starting at 10 o'clock.
10 o'clock. Okay.
I'm not sure whether they are good in time. If I'm going to have a service here, I'm starting at 9 o'clock. They know 9 o'clock, it's 9 o'clock.
But this Sunday is 10 o'clock?
This Sunday it's 10 o'clock.
Okay. And it's until 12?
10, it depends. It's supposed to be 10 to 11 to 12.
Okay.
But perhaps they will have other things to during the service.
Yeah. And we can record, is that fine, and interview maybe
no,
two
you can record. You can record.
Okay.
I'll tell them.
All right.
I'll tell them.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much. Really, really appreciate your time.
Okay. Did you not visit Grahamstown? That big church is there.
You know, I haven't.
Even Zwelitsha.
I'm a Pentecostal.
Okay. Where is your home?
Originally, Northwest. Mafeking.
Mafeking. Whoa.
Yeah, Mahikeng. So
and the Afrikaans part?
Yeah.
Wow.
It can prat. Yeah. My parents are from Cape Town.
Okay.
Originally.
Okay.
I was born in Paarl.
Okay.
But I mean, I moved when I was like 7 months old, so
can
I really don't know.
Can you attach just a paragraph in Khoisa?
I'm learning a little bit.
Yeah,
Mafeking is Setswana, so a little bit of Setswana.
Yeah.
But I've been in Grahamstown for 5 years.
Okay.
And there's really
when
no Tswana people
Grahamstown?
In Grahamstown.
When did you arrive in Grahamstown?
2010.
I was in Tanzania then.
Yeah.
I left in Tanzania end of 2011.
Okay. To come to Grahamstown?
To Durban.
Oh, and then one
I
year in Durban, then
one
year.
I was supposed to be at Durban for 5 years.
Okay.
But my wife didn't have a place for teaching there. Even my kids, I said I can't stay alone there.
Oh.
I can't be stay there for temptation. To stay without my wife for 5 years, I can't.
So follow her.
And the age, and even the age now, it's telling me I can't be too far from my family.
Okay.
Yeah.
Alright. No, thank you so much once again.
It's Matt,
ne? Yes,
Matt.
Cell number
083 584 1330.
Any age
of it? Not 50, it's actually 57 next month.
Mm.
On the 28th, I'll be finishing.
Kaman,
Umtuns.
Belani.
Yeah. Belani.
Okay.
Okay,
Zamniga. Hey, Akawias. I am.
I am going to go to the house.
This one inside.
No, don't worry.